Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Jim with a J. Thank you for being part of my day. Thank you for helping us celebrate 22 years on the radio and 22 years on the internet. We've been simulcasting for almost 22 years to this week. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Wayne Cruz is here. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's VP for Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about it.
Well, CEI was founded in George Orwell's year, 1984, so we're like 34 years old. We focus on the regulatory state, as we're talking about, but we've got folks here doing financial issues, energy and environment, banking, personal liberties issues like
yep.
vaping debates and things of that sort. So we tend not to do budgetary issues. We don't do the wars and social issues, but we focus on regulation because, as we talked about early on, that's the hidden tax, and that's the least disciplined part of what government does. So CEI took that, you know, went into that niche, and we've been pursuing it ever since. I think the great effect is we need to expose what it is that the government
right.
does just for the sake of simple
disclosure. It's nobody does it like they do. And Wayne Cruz is legendary, folks, in his work on exposing this stuff, including the dark matter. Wayne, the dark matter reform, the assault on the dark matter that you've been proposing now all these years, you finally got a little payday recently. Tell us about it.
Yeah, let me mention this to you. You know, we've talked about this before, how every year the Congress passes just a handful of laws. You know, they do nothing Congress, and Congress passes a few dozen pieces of legislation. Last year actually was kind of big. It was around 300. But meanwhile, the federal agencies, the unelected bureaucrats that you were talking about, the oligarchs you were talking about, put out over 3,000 regulations a year in the Federal Register, and you can look at it each day, the daily compendium. But at the same time, all of the federal agencies are putting out so-called guidance, notices, bulletins, circulars, administrative interpretations, and so on down the line. I started looking at this material, and it's not anything new. Governments have been doing it for a long time, but it becomes much more onerous over time. I started looking at it when Obama talked about the pen and phone, and I thought, well, if the president is doing that, the agencies must be doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, examples of it was like the transgender bathroom memorandum
right.
from the Department of Justice and Department of Education.
That's the dark matter, folks. The memorandums, not the actual laws or the regulations. He's talking about the emails and the guidance that goes out. That's the dark matter puts everybody into a tailspin, and it's not even official.
You better believe it. And even the administrative conference, a bipartisan group, knows and recognizes and says this needs to be changed. Something needs to be done about it.
Right.
Well, I've spent the last couple of years pushing for an executive order from Trump, since we know under the Democratic Congress we're not going to get reg reform legislation like the sunsetting we talk about. And so I've been pushing for legislation to disclose the dark matter the same way we do with regulations in the Code of Federal Regulations. And also for the Office of Management and Budget to review it and do, you know, cost-benefit analysis,
right.
review, send it back to the agencies, say no, all that sort of thing. And luckily, I was thrilled to see the president did issue an executive order on dark matter, actually two of them, in September. And the thing I think that...
What were they about? Give us, net out for us what the two were about.
Well, the good thing, one of them is about fairness to people who are affected. You know, there were folks at the podium with Trump who had been targeted by the EPA for digging a ditch, you know, and violating the Clean Water Act and water rules. You know,
right. I remember seeing that.
Moistures of the United States
right.
is what our general counsel calls it.
Right.
But one was fairness for victims, but the other was on this disclosure that I've been pushing for so long requiring that the dark matter be reported to Congress to give Congress a chance to vote up or down on it, just like it can with, potentially with rules.
Right.
It doesn't take that.
That shines a light on dark matter, doesn't it?
Puts a light on it, and that there was even a House report by that name, Shining Light on Dark Matter. And also,
you must have got that from me.
Kind of on each agency's website to require that they post the guidance so that you and me and everybody else can find it. And if it's not posted, it's not in effect, it's not valid. And also for agencies to disclose with each piece of guidance that this is not binding. This is not law. It cannot be used against you. All these important things were done to rein in dark matter. The only concern I have now, you know, you talked about oligarchs during this, you know, during this conversation, and I think there are a lot of ways that agencies can try to throw sand in the gears of this, because in February, supposedly, we are going to have this initial first inventory of the guidance documents from agencies. But I wouldn't be surprised to see them stonewall and balk at it and things of that sort. They're also supposed to issue their own rules with respect to how agencies should issue these guidance documents from now on and treat them more like normal regulations.
This is good news. This is good news. And this is one reason why
this is really good news.
We've got to keep this kind of regulatory attitude going, folks. This is why we can't let up on this. This is more powerful, more valuable to small business owners than most of us really know, Wayne. And I want to congratulate you on revealing it to people and keeping the pressure on this and making this happen. Wayne, thank you for being here. Thanks for 22 great years. Come back soon.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me. It's always a pleasure. I really admire what you do, and thank you for it.
Thank you. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen. It's CEI.org, CEI.org. Check it out. Wayne Cruz will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.